Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm really calling it Hollywood Connections. We kind of changed the name. And before we start, and I have a Pastor Joe on the phone from Beaming Hope Church. And just in a minute, Pastor Joe, hold on the phone, because this song is for everybody out there. And we sing this at your church, our church, and we'll be right back. And this is God's Not Dead, one of our favorite songs. And we are going to be playing that just to give you some motivation and drive time. Pastor Joe, hold on the phone for a minute. And we've got an exciting show. Hollywood Connections is here to get you connected and show business. But also, we have a ton of miracle stories. If you actually can text me, not now, you can watch this later if you're driving, go to TAM Talk Radio Network and you can watch us live again in 727-871-7788. It's on my digital business card and has all the shows and the miracle stories that we have. Tommy, are we ready? We'll be right back. Praise and worship songs. And Pastor Joe, welcome from Beaming Hope Church. Are you on the line?
Yes, Sister Dawn. How are you doing?
I am super fabulous. I'm so glad that you called in. And I got to tell you, just real quick to my audience, I've been going to another church because it's closer by. But in my heart, it's been saying, he's not Pastor Joe. He's not Pastor Joe. And I tell you, I watched your service last week, and it was truly inspiring to everybody. And I want to let people know out there before you give a word of wisdom and what you have on your heart to say. A lot of people are watching their churches online. And give your website real quick.
Our website is beaminghope.org.
That's right. And so, you know, if people are watching online, still give your tithes. You can actually go to the website and tithe from there, and it goes right to PayPal to the church. And you give food away. You do services. You do so much for so many people and outreaches, and you get food on Monday. How's that going for people that need food right now?
It's going real good, Sister Dawn. Like I said, we're like a hub here. We work with we partner with the deputy sheriffs. We give away free groceries and free clothes. We're here to help people. It isn't just on Sunday. It's every day. You know, once again, we partner with deputy sheriffs, and you know, just real quick here. You know, people are afraid, and you know, God didn't give you the spirit of fear. But a lot of these churches are closing down. You know, they don't have to. They don't have to. If you look around, the abortion clinics aren't closed down. Food stores aren't closed down. Gas stations aren't closed down. McDonald's ain't closed down. The church is a place they need to go to. It's a hospital. You know, and we're sanitized. We follow all the rules. We're 6 feet apart. But you know what? When the presence of God's there, they need to run to the church, not watch church on television. The Bible says, forsake not to gather thyself in these last days, as some are the habit of doing. Because once they do that, once the government does that, it's hard to go back to where you were, because now they stripped you of what your rights were. So we're here to help God, you know. And real quick, Sister Dawn, you know what's happening? God's getting people's attention. All these gods, basketball god, baseball god, football god, March Madness, hockey, Hollywood, if you notice, they're all crashing down. What's God trying to say? He's saying, hey, put me first. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to look out for you. God's about family, about community, and he wants to get people back with that relationship with him. He says, remember your first love. So we're here to help. We're here to help. I appreciate you having me on today. And we're here to love God and love people. Those are the two greatest commandments.
That's right. Also, too, is it's non-denominational Beaming Hope as well. And you're also online. You can watch if somebody is, you know, can't make it by chance. And, you know, and I tell people, please tithe, because you're giving us an amazing word from God. And you've had so many miracle stories in your church. Can you tell us one of them?
Oh, my God. Just recently, we had a gentleman come right off the street. He came, and he had a broken leg. He never been to church before, Sister Dawn. Never been to church. And the power of God hit this young guy. He could not believe it. He threw his crutch down. He was running all over the place. Couldn't believe it. We had people with stage 4 cancer, just breast cancer, totally healed. We got people with arthritis problems, you know, insomnia, can't sleep, and sugar diabetes. You know, it's not about the person. It's about allowing God to move. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means past, present, and future. He's there. He wants to touch you. And when you allow him to move, you know, God's got to order and peace. So when you read his word, guess what? He watches over his word to perform it. So we're here to help the community. We're here to help people. Like you said, we're non-denominational. We're not here to argue with nobody. We invite churches to come. We're here to be a blessing to the body of Christ.
That's right. Also, too, Pastor Joe, you know, my mother, you know, I have to say this, and your words of wisdom were amazing last Sunday, and you brought back some memories. You had said that you leave Christian music on all day long, and so did my mother. And so I started leaving the music on my computer, and I can see, you know, my husband gets a little edgy because he's hearing the news. I'm like, shut the news off, or my grandson. So that gives a peacefulness as well, and praising God throughout the day. And you say you do that as well.
Absolutely. You keep it on doing it in your house, because what you're doing, you're getting the atmosphere. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to come inside your house. And, you know, when you got that kind of music, guess what? Depression can't stay. You know, fear can't stay. Worry can't stay, because you got the atmosphere of heaven. And we have it on in a church 24/7, too. It's a lifestyle. See, when people realize it's not just Sunday, it's Monday through Sunday.
Right.
And when you come, I got this saying, Jesus lives in the community and visits the church on Sunday. It's awesome, you know, his presence. You know, we don't chase his presence, but when his word's there and you're believing God, guess what? He shows up in a great way.
He sure does. And I want to let everyone know, too, with a fear factor. And it popped in my head last week as well. And I'll tell you, I remember my mom's word. She would always say, anoint your house with extra virgin oil and pray over it. And anoint your doors. And, of course, I went and snuck in my grandson's room and anointed him and my son. And, of course, I pray over my husband at night with anointed oil. And, you know, I always tell people, please do that. Explain to our listeners, I just want to go a little bit further, why that's important.
Well, you see the thing you do with the anointing oil. The Bible says when you're doing, you're honoring God. You're saying, Lord, I'm anointing this house. This is your house. I thank you for it. And you anoint your front door and all your different kitchen area. You're saying, God, I'm honoring you. This is your house. I thank you for your presence here. And you're keeping all the demonic realm out of there. Because the Bible said when you honor God, he honors you. It's called the anointing, the oil of gladness. See, the devil wants to bring fear right now. Fear factor. Let me tell you something real quick, Sister Dawn. The reason why they closed these beaches, it's not because of the virus, because they're realizing people are having a good time, and they don't want that. They want to bring fear, the fear factor, that you run to the store, buy toilet paper, buy all kinds of food. And, you know, there's no need to do that. Because God is your provider. And if they get you for fear factor, and if fear is the opposite of faith, the main virus here is fear. It's fear. But once you say, God, I'm trusting in you. Me and my family, we're making a decision. We're going to put you first. We're going to attend church. We're going to be at Bible study. Everything we do, we're going to honor you. Your whole life, your whole circumstance will change because you're honoring God.
That's true. And Pastor Joe, even this morning when I got up in my prayer time, I'm reading Revelations really in depth right now. And I said, I'm getting out of the house. I took a 7-mile bike ride today and I put praise and worship music on. And I'll tell you, I came back feeling so enlightened and so refreshed. And, you know, people are just getting worried and they're staying in their house. So, you know, make sure that you get out there and you get some fresh air and your exercise, because this can overtake you.
Absolutely. You know, Sister Dawn, I tell my congregation, you know, because we're still meeting. We're meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a prayer meeting tonight. So one at tonight 7 and one at Friday at 7. Because without prayer, nothing happens. But when you pray, the Bible says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, I will heal this land. And a lot of people are figuring out, okay, it's not working my way. Let me do it God's way. And we come together and we pray. We're going to pray for the president. We're going to pray for the curse this virus. We're going to pray for families, finances, that God supplies. So if you're in the area, make it. If you can't, we're going to be live streaming that. It's going to be a powerful time. We're excited. Like you said, when you got the word of God and the music of God going, it's touching the 100 trillion cells in your body, and you're coming alive.
That's right. Pastor Joe, is there a prayer that you'd like to tell the world that's watching from Facebook Live to our YouTube Live from the station and in our also Periscope, everyone that's watching out there and listening?
Yes, yes. Thank you. You know, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, it says, the nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdom, and there'll be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. These are the beginnings of sorrows. So what's happening, we're seeing this right now. We're seeing the end times. We're living right now in the end times. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, from a pastor's heart, people say, what is God? God is love. And the only way you can get your passport to heaven, Jesus says you cannot get to the Father unless you go through the Son. And Jesus died on that cross 2,000 years ago and looked down the quarter of the time, and he realized you'll be hearing this broadcast right now. And the greatest miracle can happen is you invite the King of the universe inside your heart, because there is a heaven, there's a hell. And as pastor here and Sister Dawn, we love you. This prayer, I want you to repeat. If you're driving, just pay attention to the road or pull over. But repeat this. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, God will save you. So repeat this after me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
I come before you.
I come before you.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
I ask you right now.
I ask you right now.
Forgive me my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash me in the blood of Jesus.
Wash me in the blood of Jesus.
I know your son Jesus died.
I know your son Jesus died.
At the cross of Calvary.
At the cross of Calvary. Everyone join in on this.
I know he was buried.
I know he was buried.
On the third day.
On the third day.
He rose from the grave.
He rose from the grave.
He ascended to heaven.
He ascended into heaven.
And right now.
And right now.
I confess. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Today.
Today.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
I am born again.
I am born again.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
And Father, right now I pray for everyone who's watching who said that prayer, Lord. I thank you. All heaven is rejoicing. All the angels stop and praise God. I speak a blessing over everyone. I break every suicidal thought. I come against fear. I come against depression, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you. Thank you that we're royal overcomers. I thank you, Father, for this time to pray with your people in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen. Pastor
Amen.
Joe, I know
Amen.
We went a little bit over, and thank you so much. BeamingHopeChurch.org. Check them out, please. Get over there and watch them live streaming. I'm Dawn Reese. I'll be back. Pastor Joe, have a beautiful service tonight. Thank you.
God bless you, Dawn. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, while words of wisdom, and what we're doing right now is I actually have somebody really exciting. Is Blaze on the phone? I'm Tommy, my producer, and we've got Matt and his daughter. We've got Matt and his daughter, and so when Blaze calls in, I want him to hear this. He is watching live. So I'm scrolling through Facebook one day, and I just saw this duet of a father and daughter, and I went, wow, they're amazing. And Matt, are you there?
Don, how are you?
I'm fabulous here in Clearwater Beach. I took a 7.5-mile bike ride today. I'm blessed and very happy. And the reason I have you on the phone, what is your daughter's name?
Her name is Savannah. She's here with me. Say hi.
Hi, Savannah. Savannah, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15 years old. My goodness. I heard you run the news and locally.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yes, yes. And so what we're going to do is, could you do me a favor, Tommy? Stay on the phone. I want to play this a beautiful duet, and we're going to come back and talk to you in just a minute. I'm Dawn Reese. Enjoy this beautiful music. And what is this song called?
The Prayer.
There we go. We'll be right back.
You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all. The darkness inside you can make you feel so small. Show me your smile then. Don't be unhappy, can't remember when. Last saw you laughing. This world makes you crazy, and you've taken all you can't bear. Just call me up, and I will always be there. I see your true color shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you.
So don't be afraid to let them show
true colors. Your true colors are beautiful. I see your true colors are shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors.
True colors are beautiful,
like rainbow. Remember when I last saw you laughing? Oh, this world makes you crazy, and you've taken all you can bear. Just call me up, 'cause I will always be there. And I see your true colors shining through. See your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors.
True colors are beautiful,
like a rainbow.
Oh,
like a rainbow.
So we are back, and I say you went viral with that song. My goodness, how many hits have you had on that?
Oh, so that one you played wasn't the prayer. That one was True Colors, and that one, I don't know how many hits we've had on that one. The first video that we posted was the prayer. I know that one's had over 4 million views.
Wow.
It's been so fun spending time with my daughter and being able to share this passion of ours together.
If you can, if you have that, is that on your Facebook by chance?
It sure is. Yeah, that's on Facebook, or you can look it up on our YouTube channel, too. That's Matt and Savannah Shaw on YouTube.
Could you pull that up for me, Tommy? Matt and Savannah, S-H-A-W, on YouTube. And I'm getting him busy back there. I've everything lined up. So I have a couple questions, Savannah. So what is your plan? What do you want to do with your life? Like, where do you see God taking you?
I don't know. Honestly, I just barely started posting these videos, and I'm so surprised by the feedback we've gotten. I definitely would like to start recording in an actual studio.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just really like to sing, and I don't know where that's going to take me, but we'll see as we go.
Wow. And how long have you been singing?
Well, I started taking voice lessons about 2 or 3 years ago after I quit playing the harp. It was a hard decision to make. It was a hard choice between taking voice lessons or pursuing the harp, but it honestly was the best decision I've ever made to decide to take voice lessons. I've been singing my whole life, but I just started taking lessons.
Wow, amazing. You know, I just had America's Got Talent on. I got a connection for you. I'm going to send you the producer's email after this. So this could be a Hollywood connection, you know, after all this is over, which is you never know. Also, any words to teens? Amazing. Yes, for sure. Also, Savannah, any words to teens, you know, with your age of 15 that are going through the test of call, I call it right now with God, anything you'd like to tell the 15-year-olds out there about what you're going through right now and how they can have faith?
Well, I think life definitely has been so crazy with the virus, and I feel like what is really making this crazy is social media. I personally didn't have a social media account until a few weeks ago, and that was when the prayer got so big and we started posting more videos, but I just felt like personally I didn't want to fall into that false reality of basing my self-worth off of followers and
Wow. You know, you are amazing, talented young lady, and I'm so glad to have you on. And give your social media I'm going to play the song prayer in a second. What is your social media?
It's Saf Shaw Singh.
Okay, and I'll have that also up on YouTube Live, and I'll put that on our Tan Talk Radio Network with the link and everything. Stay on the line. I'm gonna go a little longer. I know we have some other VIP guests. Hold on the line with everything, and let's go to that song that went viral as well, and we'll be right back.
We'll find your love.
I pray we'll find your love
and hold it in our hearts.
And hold it in our hearts
when stars go out each night.
When stars go out each night,
remind us where you are.
You are.
Let this be our prayer.
shadows fill our day.
When shadows fill our day,
lead us to a place. Guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe. Faith so we'll be safe. Needs to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be safe.
That music is so angelica. I feel like angels are behind you and just a whole choir. Wow, you two are amazing. That went viral over, you said, how many hits on that one?
Over 4 million views on that one.
4 million hits. Amazing. Well, you two are more than welcome. If you're ever in Clearwater Beach, I definitely want you as a guest in my station here with our Tan Talk Radio for my show. And Lola is the owner of our station called Tan Talk Radio Network, six stations. One more question before I go to my next guest. I do have a question. With your music that you're doing, have you ever been on the radio before?
No, we haven't. This is really the first time we've ever put our music out there.
Yay! Oh my gosh, I feel so honored. You're my first royalty here to get your music out there. Very cool. Well, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, Be Discovered. I got some other people I'm going to hook you up with. I've got some Christian record labels, and I've got some other people I'm going to be sending this video over to as well. And who knows what God's going to do? It's in His hands. And I want to thank you both for calling in. Thank you so much, the both of you.
No, thank you, Dawn.
Thank you. God bless. We'll have you back on very soon, I promise.
Sounds great.
Wow.
We'll count on it. Thank you.
Oh, blessed to have them on. I know we were going over because I had Pastor Joe on. I really had to get those words out there of what God put on my heart to do. In the meantime, we have a phone number. We have to call somebody. We have two other guests I know we have on the phone, so just stay put. I'm going to make a phone call. And Tommy's going to call, and we have a surprise guest that we're calling, and we have the congratulations song, and it's going to be going to somebody out there. Is it a man, a woman? That they have the Grand Champion Community Service Award, and let me read this to you on the air. Okay, blank, blank, I feel that is an amazing person who definitely supports her community. Every time I talk to her, she's raising money for someone or a sick friend or bringing a friend in need. She volunteers cooking for the veterans, and she puts a smile on everybody's face. One of her friends lost her dog. And also, hold on a second, and Chrissy has spent her whole day looking for a list of dogs and had a fundraiser. And I myself collected tickets for a raffle basket and overwhelmed because other volunteers left me. And I was by myself, and Chrissy jumped in and helped me with the raffle tickets. We're doing a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital. She's kind to everyone. I recommend that she gets the Community Stores Grand Champion. So, Chrissy, are you on the phone?
I am on the phone. I'm in the studio.
Surprise, surprise, this song is for you. We'll be right back with my guest. Yes. Hang on.
Everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you are the one. Everybody's celebrating all that you've done. Let's all join in the celebration. Let's celebrate. Yes, you've been great. It's your day. Congratulations.
You are the one. Congratulations. That's our Grand Champion Community Service Award for this week on Hollywood Connections. Christy Boyles, thank you to Sue Greenberg for writing that nomination letter into me. So I was going through Facebook again, and I have another VIP on Skype, but we're going to come back. Hold on, Oliver. I've got another gentleman that's on. Are you there?
Hi there, Miss Dawn.
Hi. Where are you calling in from?
Hey, this is Buddy Brown, Mississippi, up here.
Mississippi, my goodness. Are you ever in Clearwater, Florida?
I used to live in Orlando for a while, but I'm back in Mississippi now, so hopefully you got subtitles on your program. I got a little bit of a drawl going on.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I can do a drawl, too. I am okay. Going to introduce you to the next song. I was scrolling through Facebook. Now, you've been an artist for how long?
Oh, about 10 years now.
Two amazing years. Wow. So what made you inspired to get into music?
Oh, about 10 years, a decade. Well, I was doing real estate with my dad down in Orlando and did a couple YouTube videos, and they had a few million views. And so what do? You just do another video and another one after that and another one after that.
Wait, you had 2 million views also?
Oh, well, I've had 120 million views over YouTube in the last 5 years.
Wow. Now, you have a new song that's out. How many hits have you had that one we're about to play?
It's probably 3.5-4 million now.
Oh my gosh. See, that's what it takes. And I'll tell you, I saw this music. I couldn't sleep one night. I'll tell you, when God keeps me up and I can't sleep and I'm scrolling through Facebook, you know, I've got this thing around my neck that you can actually lay there and then not touch it and just scroll. And I'm like, oh my God, he's amazing. So the song that you wrote, tell us what inspired you, of course, with what's going on in the world. And
with this dang coronavirus lockdown, what I've noticed is a lot of my fans that listen to my normal music, they're just kind of down and depressed. And what I've noticed is everybody needs to just relax and laugh right now. Laughter really is the best medicine. And if I can just do anything right now, it's to help people laugh. And the comments I've gotten, you know, back from folks has just been so overwhelming, because it just makes me really, really happy that I can help them pass the time, because lockdown really sucks.
Well, you're amazing. I can't wait to hear all your other music and get you over to the station once this clears here and we're clear for takeoff, you know, on that. In the meantime, let's go to that music. Stay on the phone. You're going to love this. And what is it called?
It's called the Coronavirus Song.
There you go. You have it. It's interesting and it's fun and it'll make you giggle. We'll be right back.
What's going on, y'all? With all the craziness going on in the world right now, I figured we needed a coronavirus song. I know, the virus itself is not funny, but the song sure as hell is. Here we go.
Well, I ain't trying to scare you and it ain't fake news. There's a really good chance that we're all pretty screwed. Cause communist China kicked us right in the teeth. We're the virus from hell and no work for 6 weeks. We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. I'm going bad crazy cause I can't leave the house. I got a fridge full of beer, my baby's drinking that wine. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. I'm thanking God that I canceled that cruise. But stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues. It all all seemed harmless for a couple of days. Then it all got real when it got Tom Hanks. Now we can't shake hands and we can't even sneeze, 'cause everyone will freak out and put us in quarantine. We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Going back crazy 'cause I can't leave the house. Got a cooler of beer, my baby's drinking that wine. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. I'm thanking God that I canceled that cruise, but I'm stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues. It gets worse every day I turn on my TV, and I'm thanking God I stocked up on TP. But I'm stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
I had to. By the way, y'all, we had a brand new album come out literally yesterday, and I should be promoting that brand new album because it debuted number 2 in America. Please go get it. It's on every single store there is. We need a distraction. Stay alive out there. Stay safe. And don't sneeze on no one. Be good.
And we'll be right back at the artist. Are you still there, buddy?
I'm still here.
Wow, you are amazing, funny, and talented, and I want to thank you. It's so fast that I want to get you back on again as well, and next week, a little bit more in-depth interview. And give your social media before you go.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. Just type in Buddy Brown and get ready to be an American.
Buddy, thank you so much. Please, for all my guests that are on tonight, please share our video and help us as well, and we'll play your music on Hollywood Connections. And also, do you have a record label that you're working with?
I used to, but now I'm independent on my own.
There you go. That's the way to do it as well. So I just want to thank you for being on Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and 5 other stations. Buddy, again, we'll get you on next week. I love your music.
Thanks so much, Dawn.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, these artists, and look what happened. They went viral. Amazing. So we're going to go. We have Catherine. She's going to be on in a second. Let's go to our Skype call real quick. And we think we have Oliver. But before he comes on, you know that Tyler Perry is having a challenge to sing. And also, go to his Tyler Perry Facebook page. Also, Gloria Gaynor. I actually interviewed her back in the days. She has a children's book. And she has a hands washing song. But before we go, do we have that hands washing song that someone sent me today? I sent it over, and it's like the Beatles. Have you seen, heard that? It's like on a Facebook. I'll try to send that over again. It was probably on one of the, I'm very organized back there, and Tommy's like, okay, it's probably on the list. It was, if not, I'll resend that to you. And so here we go. Let's get Oliver on the phone. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oliver? Calling from the UK. We're waiting for Oliver.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. So guess what? You have won. Well, just put a little bit of the background for congratulations song. And you actually have won the Excellent Award for Podcasters this week. Yay!
Thank you very much.
So tell everybody, we have a few minutes, and we want to thank you because you called in. We were running late last week. Tell us what your podcast is about and where they can find it. You're calling from the UK.
So it's talkwitholiver.com, and we speak about anything and everything. I find that these days, no one is having a conversation, and no conversation is authentic. It's just made up, and it's not really genuine. So we just literally sit down and speak about anything and everything, and whatever comes to our mind, we just speak about.
Wow, that's amazing. So what show, what do you talk about? What's your last show that you talked about?
We literally spoke about aliens and spacecraft and how... Is there a way to get like a spaceship where that can sort of just travel through space in like seconds? So like it gets sucked in by gravity and it like magnetically can pull itself through time as opposed to using wings as we know it. And about how diet is extremely important and we take it all for granted what we put in our bodies.
Ah, so you have some very interesting topics as well. And give your, so I know we only have 15 minutes and I have 3 more guests, Oliver. And we'd like to do I'm going to put you on Facebook. We're going to do more of an interview this week between you and I. I can do a Facebook chat with you. How's that?
That sounds good.
Yay.
Absolutely.
This is Oliver. Give your show one more time, podcaster for the Excellent Award, the congratulations beginning song. That's for you. Hold on. This song is for you, Oliver. The congratulations song. We got two winners this week. It's just the beginning part of it. That's for you, Oliver, in the UK. And I got another guest coming up. That's DeborahHampton.com, a good friend of mine that's a very amazing singer. Okay, so we just have to hear the word congratulations. Hold on. And Catherine, you're next. And then we've got Michelle next.
Everybody's having a party.
Hold on.
Everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you
are the one.
Everybody's celebrating.
Okay.
All that you've done. Let's all join in the celebration. Let's celebrate.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's for you, Oliver. You'll get your certificate in the email as well. All right, we'll get you on live Facebook, Hollywood Connections, Dawn Reese. That's Oliver from the UK. Next, we're going to go to a lady named Michelle, which she actually, Cassie had found her and sent her to me. Is Michelle on the phone? I'm making him work back there today, right, Tommy? I'm Dawn Reese, and we have another lady that we're going to actually promote her podcast in a minute. Who's on the phone? I can't hear you. I'm trying to read your lips back there. Mr. Tommy, I can't hear you. Okay, we have maybe Michelle, we have Catherine, or just put on who's ever next. Somehow your mic is off. I can't hear you. Oh, Jasmine. All right, let's put her on. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, and you're calling in for?
I'm Mariana Jasmine.
Yes.
I'm a singer.
Yes, you're the one that I had found from Cassie, right? The song that I sent you? Right. Okay, so we're going to get her on. So we're going to play a quick song with her. I sent you that one. And what is the song called that you sent in?
5 Years. It's called 5 Years, and it's a pop song that I dedicated to someone I was dating.
It's a pop song. Okay, so it's on my list. Let me go back. I know I'm trying to read the list. Okay, it would say Jasmine Michael song. Do you see that, Tommy? Okay, we'll be right back. 106.1 FM The Heat. And then, Catherine, stay tuned. You're next. To get in the station, and we only have 10 minutes, and I have two more guests to pop on real quick. Let's put Blaze Hunter on real quick. Catherine, you're going to be next. Hold on the line. Blaze Hunter, are you there?
Yes, Blaze is here with Omar, your boy.
Yay, yay. So, Blaze, you're streaming our show, too, on your network. Give that network.
Oh, yes, I have them laughing over here.
You should see my engineer.
Definitely the Blaze It Up Music Review.
Ah, I got a lot of music review for you tonight. And so, So give the artist that's on, give your full name to Blaze. Are you there? She lost? Gone? She's out? Okay. Well, we are going to connect you to her as well. Blaze, hold on the line for a second. And we're going to play. You sent me a bunch of songs before we end, but I need to go to another guest as well. And then give your radio information. They can go too.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Definitely. It's Blaze It Up Radio. BlazeHunterNinthWonder.com/BlazeItUpRadio.
Awesome. There we go. And then also, I have to shout out, if you would like a digital business card that I have, you've got to see all my amazing shows, from Miracle Stories to Hollywood Connections. We have over 5,000 show clips. And if you go to, text me, 727-871-7788. I'll send you, and you can make some money off of my digital business card as well, which is super cool. So, Catherine, hold on a second. Catherine, are you there? Hi, I was on her amazing podcast last week for a few minutes. Actually, I took, I think, half of her show. Sorry. Oh, I was preaching away there. So, Catherine, give everyone your podcast information, where they can go to and listen to your show.
Hey, guys. So, Pink Cloud 9 on Spotify and on Apple iTunes. It's a recovery comedy film podcast about lots of different things and topics. Y'all check it out, Pink Cloud 9 podcast. Also Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook.
Yes, I'm featuring podcasters from around the world to feature them as well. And since I have you on the phone, we're going to double do it this week. I'm going to play that congratulations beginning, because guess what? We have two winners this week for the Excellent Award from the UK and also from Texas, because one's out of the country and we are giving you the Excellent Award. Hold that song. Hold that. The congratulations. We're going to send you a certificate that you have actually won this award for one of the best podcasts as well, because this is United States and we have the UK. So this song, quote, is for you in a quick beginning opening. Hold on, Catherine.
Yay. Thank you.
And you'll get your certificate in the next couple days.
Everybody's having a party. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you are the one.
Okay, we're done. I'm trying to look at my clock and everything. So, Catherine, it's amazing. You're also a comic. You're into the film festivals, and you're working on films. And you know, like I said, everything's on hold right now. If anyone would like to be on your podcast, where can they write you and your Facebook information?
So my Facebook is Pink Cloud 9. You can find me through there. My first name is Catherine with a K. My last name is Salamanca, S-A-L-A-M-A-N-C-A. First name, Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Or Instagram at Pink Cloud 9 Productions. And that's really the best way to get a hold of me.
Awesome. And just a feature here, I'm going to do a Facebook Live. I decided, since I'll work out of the home most of the week, I'm going to feature you more. And well, I'll add you to Facebook, and then we can talk back and forth and talk about some of your amazing shows that you've had, and having me on there as well. Would you be open to that?
Absolutely. I'm on live right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm watching myself on one device, and I'm watching you on another device. So it's actually really fun and interactive.
I've tried Periscope today. I haven't been on Periscope. I hope they can hear me because it's hooked up to the station. So, Catherine, thank you so much for calling in. Let's do a little more in depth because, of course, you know, I think we're going to be home a lot for a while. But anyways, we just stay safe and everything. And thank you so much for calling in. And again, congratulations on your excellent award as well for the United States. Yay!
Thank you so much. God
thank
bless.
You. Thank you. God bless. Let's go back to Blaze Hunter. Blaze, we sent Tommy a bunch of songs, and you have so many amazing songs, and you guys are just up. Is Omar there, too?
Yes, Omar's there, too.
Oh, hi, Omar. I was waiting. Hi. Omar and I go way back from his high school days, and now he's not high school anymore, and we found you in school, and you got into movies and commercials, and we played your drinking song. Give your website, because that song is still in my head.
It's going to be officialomarleslie.com, pretty much official, then omarleslie.com.
Exactly. And so we're going to play one of Blaze's songs to end the show. We have 5 minutes. And then any other last words from you guys? I know that you want me to manage you, right?
Definitely. You can find time in your busy schedule.
Oh, no, I just went for a 7-mile bike ride today, and I have a little kiddie pool that I put in my backyard because our pool is closed. And I have a little floaty device that I put back there, and I feel like, you know, I'm floating away with my ocean music in. It's so true. There's a little bit of comedy with me. And hey, guess what? You know, I got to tell you guys something funny. Well, we have a minute before we go to your song, please. What song are we going to play so Tommy can get it ready?
Coronavirus! We're playing we're going to play. I actually want to play because I know I have her watching the that first song that I sent you, The Good Company.
The Good Company? Do you have that one? Okay.
It's called Good Company.
And they're actually streaming on theirs as well. You can go to Tan Talk Radio Network. You can find me on social media, Dawn Reese, Instagram, Hollywood Connections, Facebook, and all these good things. Also, too, is I got to tell you before we go to your song and end with the show, remember, you've got all the glory and honor in your life. Get down and start praying and just cover your family with prayer every single day. This is no joke. And just put him first, number one. He's shaking the world. You do. Okay. It's on the first email. On the first one that I sent you. And it was on there, but I'll send it again. So hold on a second. We have, every time I send things over, we have a big tower here. And we have like 3 minutes. So I'm trying to get this back over to Tommy right now. And Blaze, where could he find it if I'm trying to resend that over to him?
You can find it on YouTube. The song is on YouTube, and it's called Good Company. And then just put my name, and it should come up.
Could you put on YouTube, Good Company, Blaze Hunter?
Yes, and it's amazing because the song was dedicated and used for a company that takes care of like rescue dogs and things like that. And this lady called me or emailed me a few days ago saying that, you know, her dog was getting ready to get put to sleep. And the whole family came up with the decision to put her to sleep. But when they heard the song, it kind of, she said, out of nowhere, people changed their minds and she was thanking me for it. So I was like, oh, I got to play this song again. So I brought the song out. And then you hit me up and was like, give me an inspirational song. I'm like, perfect.
Okay, I'm gonna try to send this back over to Tommy. We have about 3 minutes, and while he's doing that, and Tommy, I just sent it include attachment again. That's why I have like three different things in front of me, just in case the station with our tower goes wrong. Just we'll end with that song in about a minute. But I gotta tell you something. So, are you exercising? Are you getting out there and getting some fresh air?
Oh yeah, definitely. My house, the way it's set up, has a whole lot of trees in between me and everybody else. So I'm pretty safe from
coronavirus.
So I'm good.
Oh, good. Well, it's so funny. I was on Facebook and I did this thing. I said, click to see what you would look like as Barbie. All right. But Barbie gained a lot of weight. And I said, oh, heck no. I got on that 7-mile bike ride today. If you haven't seen it, it's really funny. And I took my Slim Fast out and I was on my treadmill and I was like, oh, heck no. But anyways, yeah, Tommy's still trying to get it. Did you get any of the emails to end with it? It's called Good Company. You know what I can probably do, Blaze? I'm going to try to put the microphone right here and see if I can do it right now from my Apple because we have 2 minutes left. Let me see if this works. Let me see. Did you get it? Hold on. Let me try this. Okay, he's checking.
Abandoned and abused each year. There are 345 strays found on the streets each day. Sadly, 6 to 7.
Does that work?
Are put to sleep.
Kind of.
We have to do more as a people to help man's best friend, to give them shelter, give them love, give them care. And show loyalty to us. This is our awareness for the dogs all around the world.
So what I'm going to do on social media, Blaze, are you there?
Yes.
That is a beautiful song. Because I had sent over 3 times. I don't know what happened to the email. But for sure, we will play that next week as well. We have not even 30 seconds. Thank you, guys, everyone, for watching. Stay tuned. We have another hour special here with Chrissy and Cassie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.